What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hi, everybody. Welcome to another segment. I'm Penny Wolfgang, and boy, am I lucky, because I get to talk about the most funny upcoming event and right up my alley, because it has to do with coffee, sweets, and sips. And those are all my favorite food, coffee, sweets, and sips. And we're going to be telling you about this free holiday market indoors at Riverworks, which is coming up on Saturday, November 26th, 2022, of course, right? The Thanksgiving after Thanksgiving. So in case you didn't have, well, I know you can rest on Friday, and then you can indulge again on Saturday. That's probably Paul's idea. In the studio telling us about this a fabulous event is Paul D. Maurer, who is the president of PDM. Hi, welcome, Paul. And my new favorite person, Amanda Felt. She's the owner of Sweetie Jar Bakery. And I just found out what that means and what the product is. And you are going to be so surprise, and you're going to buy every one of these when you hear how not only does it look, I'm sure it tastes beautiful. I haven't tasted it yet. It tastes fabulous, but it looks so beautiful. So welcome both. Amanda, I want you to give it away right now. Can you tell our loyal Big Weck listeners what Sweetie Jar Bakery makes?
Hi. Yeah, absolutely. So Sweetie Jar Bakery, we focus on confections in jars. So what we have for the day of the event are our Sweetie Cakes, which are actually cakes in a jar. Now, these are fully ready to eat cakes in a jar. So there's no dishes, no baking. All you need is a spoon. On top of that, we customize the outside of the jars with different labels, and we can customize whatever label anyone needs. We like to call them greeting cards with a cake. So somebody needs a get well present, a quick pick me up. We customize jars for no minimum order. So you can order one jar and have it completely customized.
That, and they look so beautiful. I wanted to eat it without the spoon when I saw it. I was like, oh, just open that jar. I'm going to eat it. Paul, let's describe this event, because I don't know if our listeners are familiar with it. And now I know why they're not, because it's the first time, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. We're starting this year with the first one, and that's on November 26th, the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. And it was an idea that was actually brought up by Riverworks. They wanted to do a whole celebration of sweet things, desserts and chocolatiers and artisans of desserts. We're going to have a popcorn and, I mean, everything you can possibly imagine that would be sweet will be there, in addition to sips, which are wine and creamy distilled spirits and free coffee. Tim Horton is providing unlimited coffee for this. They're a big sponsor, as well as Topps Bakery Division is going to be there too.
Now, there's also another part to this that you want to talk about. Besides, this is going to be up, if you know Riverworks, this will be what, upstairs?
This will be in the mezzanine. So coffee, sweets, and sips will be on the second floor, and you can get tickets at buffaloriverworks.com for that. But on the first floor, we're going to have over 30 different booths of artisans that are actually jewelry makers and wood turning people that make wood bowls and beautiful stuff, photography, architectural portraits. So it's a whole thing called the indoor holiday market. So for people that want to try on jewelry and stuff and they don't want to be outdoors, this is for you. You can come and you can Christmas shop through all the holiday market vendors that we're going to have on the main floor of Riverworks.
It's great timing because, in the old days, not so much now, but, you know, Thanksgiving is the turning point for holiday shopping, right? The day, Black Friday and the day
first,
after.
It's the business Saturday, Small Business Saturday. So it's a perfect time to go shopping.
That's right. Somebody was just telling me about that, too. So we should remind everybody. But I guess your idea was to combine all of this so there, but the mostly local, if not all local vendors.
Yes.
Thank you, Penny.
Yeah, that's a good point. These are all local artisans. These are our best in the area. If you look at the list, it's incredible. We've got actually 60 different incredible desserts that are going to be made by about 20 different artisans there. And so you're going to get a selection that's going to be outstanding. I mean, this is mouth-watering stuff. We've got Platter's Chocolate that's going to bring their chocolate. They're famous for especially the peanut butter sponge, which, of course, everybody loves here. We've got the Pastry Princess, the Cookie Cottage, Half-Baked Cafe, Wheatberry Bake Shop. We've got a distilling company that makes apple pie cream and cinnamon whiskeys. Got Genovese Cheesecakes, incredible. That place does cheesecakes and cannolis, great stuff.
I can't stand talking about this and we're not eating. I wanted to eat as soon as you walked in, Amanda, but yeah. It's hard to eat and talk. And, you know, people would be listening and say, what's wrong with her, you know? So so why does she sound so funny? Tell me a little more about the gifts, the artist part, too.
Yes, we've got... over 30 different artisans there that are going to be running the gamut of, as I mentioned before, we've got a photographer there that does beautiful buffalo portraits. We've got CC Designs Fine Jewelry. We've got Robin Yates, who does her own jewelry, and she's a wonderful person, too. They're all great local people. Architectural Portraits in Pencil, Fairy Tale Farms. We've got Swarovski there, which is that high-end crystal.
Everyone knows that. You're acting like you have to describe what it is, but everyone knows what.
I don't have to describe Swarovski. I even pronounced that right.
Okay.
BWH Wood Turning will be there, Geologic by Calla Jewelry, Herd Creations, Cup of Culture, which makes great espressos and those types of beverages. Tim Hortons is our sponsor. So they will have a lot of great stuff there, including Keurig K-Cup machines and their coffee. We're going to do a little raffle of a bunch of those all day long. The Roaming Buffalo, Anytime Jewelry Design, Riki with Andrea, The Bear's Den, 716 Military Signs, Allie's Gourmet Pet Treats. Buffalo Cigars is going to be there for the guys because there's a lot of guys that play hockey at Riverworks. So they're going to come in and they're going to shop along with their families that day. We've got a boutique called KMB5. We've got Killa Cookies and Cream that's going to be there, another dessert. Cindy Marie Sweets, 716, which does Bill's type of apparel, and Custom Holiday Art from Ullhart. And then the Crazy Cannoli Chick is going to be there. She usually has a truck, but she's going to bring her crazy cannolis in with her, and that should be a treat as well. So that's kind of running the gamut. We got over 30 different places at the Free Holiday Market next week.
And the Free Holiday Market is, as you just said, free, so people can go shopping. And describe the tickets, and also there's a timing involved. There's
good for the food part. We'll start at 11 sweets. And go till 7 o'clock. For the holiday market, and then the dessert fest, the coffee, sweets, and sips is going to be, there'll be two different sessions. There's a noon to 2:30, then we take a half hour break, and then we go 3 to 5:30 p.m. And those are tickets that you can get online by going to buffaloriverworks.com. So get all the information on that.
And important part is, in case people have never been to Riverworks, mm-hmm. about parking and about where it is. I mean, I know everyone's been there because there's so many activities going on mm-hmm. in the last couple of years, and especially they're one of the first ones that people could go to after COVID, you know,
sure.
I think.
It's wide open.
It was so big
and outside.
A lot
of room there. Tons of free parking, so no worries about parking. You go over the Michigan Street Bridge from downtown right near where the casino is, the downtown Buffalo Casino. You go over the bridge, make a left on Ganson Street, and you're right there.
I don't want to ignore you, Amanda, anymore because I wanted Paul to give all the details. But
yeah.
I wanted you to, where did you come up with Sweetie Jar Bakery idea? It's so different.
It is. I actually spent some time when we were in pandemic mode. I wanted to still celebrate birthdays and celebrations with people who I couldn't see or couldn't be with. So we started putting confections in the jars because they're much easier to send out to them. I just recently started combining that idea with working with vinyl cutouts because I've been doing different graphic design projects, and I felt this was just a wonderful combination because you could give a greeting card, give somebody a pick me up with the cake. We put them in glass jars so they're completely reusable. We also offer a 75-cent discount for any return jars, so we're really trying to keep our waste packaging down. We have a ton of ideas on how to reuse the jars. They make excellent decorations. They can hold spices, homemade foot scrubs, anything like that. But just being able to easily give somebody a piece of cake, it's a lot easier to transport than your basic run-of-the-mill slice of cake or cupcake even.
And you have a website too, right?
We do. We have a website. We're at www.sweetiejarbakery.com. We do online sales through our website. We also take catering orders through our websites as well as customized orders. We do cookies too. We have a lot of success with our cookies. There are some of our cookies we actually package in jars, so they're also really easy to send to people that way. All of our ingredients in our jars we make ourselves. So any of our cakes with jams, those are homemade jams that we do, homemade fillings that we make ourselves. Even our cookies and cream, which is one of our newest flavor, it has cookie crumbles in it. And those are actually crumbles that we make from scratch in our kitchen.
So it's ecologically, responsible. And all of the ingredients, all the calories have been taken out.
Yes.
So it doesn't, you can have as many as you want.
Yeah.
And not worry about it. And you can reuse the jar and you have the great greetings on. So it just covers everything.
Yeah.
So I need you maybe one more time well, you're going to be there that day,
yep,
of course, which we're going to repeat again. But also, how can people order online and
yep,
reach you?
Absolutely. You can order online. You can reach me through the website. We also take orders over the phone at 716-427-3911. And we're also available by email, which is amanda@sweetiejarbakery.com. And we also, another thing I forgot to mention is we try and do work with different dietary restrictions. So we're actually going to be having a gluten-free cookie at the event. We're going to be doing a gluten-free snickerdoodle. We do gluten-free in pretty much most all of our cookies, and we're working on getting gluten-free cakes. Our buttercream frostings are actually made with non-dairy butter. It's actually made with avocado butter. So we cut some of the dietary restrictions out that way too. We're working on getting a fully dairy-free and gluten-free cake recipe going soon too.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. I have so many friends who are gluten-free, mm-hmm, and they can't go with me where I'm eating cheesecake and
right,
cupcakes and Paul, one more time about the details, the tickets, where they can get them, the date.
Yep.
Important stuff.
It's called Coffee, Sweets, and Sips at Riverworks. You can get tickets at buffaloriverworks.com. It's on November 26th, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And we're starting with the 11 a.m. with the holiday market, the free holiday market. And then upstairs with the Coffee, Sweets, and Sips on the mezzanine level, we're going to start at noon. And we go to about 5:30. So you can get everything in, and then you could still go to the disco at night if you plan on going to that.
Oh, my gosh. Eat and sip and disco.
Right, and dance it off.
And dance off the calories. There's no calories. Hey, thanks
no calories.
So much for talking to us. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.